Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, in 2012, Alex Teaves was killed in a mass shooting that took place in a cinema in Aurora, Colorado. That may be the first time you've heard of Alex Teaves, but you may well remember the name of the person who carried out the shooting. So should such perpetrators be named at all in the media? Alex's father, Tom Teaves, is the co-founder of the No Notoriety campaign, and he joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon.
Now, I suppose what particularly stings is that, from what I understand, Alex lost his own life that day, but he was saving his girlfriend's life. He was a hero that day.
Unfortunately, Alex made it to safety on the floor. His girlfriend froze. He got back up and pulled her down. And while he was doing that, he got hit in the temple with an armor-piercing bullet from an AR-15.
And the individual who carried this out, did it immediately become, and we won't say their name, but did it immediately become apparent how much they were being mentioned?
Oh, all they were was the only thing you could see. If you think about the Aurora shooting, it was actually before the Sandy Hook shooting. It was essentially the beginning of these mass shootings that have become so common. The interesting thing is, during the whole run-up to the election, which is essentially sucking the oxygen out of the entire news cycle, you don't see mass shootings because they know they won't get the opportunity to become notorious because there's so many other things happening.
There's a degree of strategy in that.
No, that's just what's happening right now. The reality is that the data, if you do all the research, is unequivocal. All the killers say that they want to be famous. In fact, one of the ones wrote on his blog, and I quote, "I've noticed that so many people like him are all alone and unknown." He's talking about another random mass shooter. "Yet when they spill a little blood, the whole world knows who they are. A man who was known by no one is now known by everyone. His face splashed across every screen, his name across the lips of every person on the planet, all in the course of one day. Seems like the more people you kill, the more you're in the limelight." I could go on and on with things like that, but that's what these people, the killers themselves, are telling us, that they want to be famous. And there's absolutely no reason to make them famous. You can tell the entire story, and you can, if you need to for context, you could mention them once. There's no need for pictures. It's irrelevant what they look like. They're little scared people who sneak up behind people with guns and shoot them. That's not hard to do, and it's certainly not brave.
Yeah. And as you say, of course, there's this common factor where they want this notoriety or fame. But can you limit that? Can you scrub that off social media? Some of these people have performed mass shootings, streaming it live on social media.
Well, I think the reality is, I can take a picture of my dog sleeping and put it on the internet. These people want to get onto the mainstream media. In this country, it would be CNN, Fox News, ABC News, USA Today, papers, media outlets like that. Mm. And what we can do, and it's been studied, that the news-consuming public would rather see less than more of the killers, is just to stop watching, listening, liking, clicking. Just stop.
Yeah.
And if you don't, if you're uncomfortable and you want the shootings to stop, and obviously it happens a lot more here than it does where you are, there's a lot more guns, so it's a lot easier. And I'm not going to get into the rights or wrongs of that. But the fact is, we don't have to get all the information we need. The name is irrelevant. And if we think about one of the worst people in modern history, Hitler, would his name be, would he have done anything different if his name was Hitler or Frank Smith? Still would have killed millions of people, and it's almost irrelevant. You can do the research, you can get all the whys, you can get all that information. You don't have to turn these people into anti-heroes, which then motivates the next one. Because if you do something like this, you end up in two ways. You're either dead, or you're in chains and in a 6x6 room for the rest of your life. There is no other outcome.
Now, I'm not sure what the regulations are in the United States, but certainly in this country, in terms of if it's a rape case or a sexual assault case, Everybody, the media are absolutely forbidden from reporting any names for pretty obvious reasons. Would it be the same in the US?
It's not. Forbidden would be the wrong word because of the First Amendment. And don't forget a very important piece, which mirrors up with the suicide. You don't want to report on suicides, and most people don't, most media organizations do not. So you're actually telling one of my arguments that it's already being done. The protocols are already in place by the journalistic community to limit harm, which is one of their basic tenets. And by keeping these people's identity to the right context, they're tiny little people that have really the only value they did is negative value. Let's not turn them into heroes, because that's exactly what they want. You can still get all the facts. And every law enforcement agency that has any value in this country, from the FBI down, all agrees with that. In fact, the FBI started an organization called Don't Name Them after we started No Notoriety in a parallel path in support of what we were doing, by the organization at the FBI that trains the responders to stop these active shooters. So even they feel like an ounce of prevention is worth a lot more than a pound of cure.
Right. So
it's not difficult.
Yeah. So the law enforcement community is echoing this, that it would be a good protocol not to mention these people, I suppose.
Without question. Yeah.
Yeah. And I suppose that depends on the cooperation of literally hundreds or thousands of different news organizations. Have you, from say the bigger ones, the national outlets, have you heard anything from them?
Well, we continue to work with them. That they have gotten better. They have realized it's important to put the victims first. But in reality, the only way this will change is when you're watching a news report and you see any outlet gratuitously using the shooter's name or picture. You need to go right to, most importantly, whatever advertiser is supporting that outlet, and tell that advertiser, if you support this type of reporting, we're not going to buy your product. That will save lives. It's unequivocal. Every piece of data points to that. And if you had an hour and a half, I could prove my argument.
No, we'll take it. But are you talking specifically, though, about mass shooting events rather than, if you like, murder, which is almost a staple of TV news?
Yeah. This is a small piece of the crime. It's very public, though. But what we're talking about is random mass shootings where someone plans to go out to kill a whole bunch of people. They have no motivation other than to become infamous. Because there's no reason to walk into a mall and kill a whole bunch of people you don't know for any other reason than to become infamous. It's the only reason that actually makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It baffles me why someone would do that. And I perhaps there's some mental illness aspect to it.
Well, it's not perhaps. What normal human being that was created by God would go out and shoot another? There's no upside. It's one thing we're not talking about a murder or a crime of passion. This is just for random mass shootings. And again, they happen a lot more in the United States than they do anyplace else. But even if you take it to a different level, if you remember a few years ago, a pilot from Germany took a plane into the Alps.
Yeah.
No reason, it seemed like. And when they did the research, what he said to his girlfriend is, people will know who I am. I'm going to be famous. I'm going to do something that makes me famous. And that's what he did.
Tom, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Tom Teaves there. He's co-founder of the No Notoriety campaign.
Moncrief on News Talk.